Listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. You are listening to 3 Inches of Blood off of their latest album, Here Waits Thy Doom. That song is called Battles and Brotherhood. Thank you very much for tuning in and listening to our fine radio station today. If you were listening earlier, Duncan, the host of Duncan's Donuts, which is the previous show, show before me, was talking about the CITR annual funding drive, which is coming up very, very soon. My friends, starting next Thursday at 6 p.m., we are embarking upon a two-week journey to raise some money for this radio station. This radio station that you have come to know and love so much, right? Yes, you have. And as always, we will have oodles of giveaways for people who call in and donate money to CITR. And the way that it works is that if you want to donate money, you can donate any amount. And what you want to do is you want to call in to, we'll give away the number later on when the fund drive actually starts. But what you want to do is you want to call in and pledge, or you can do it online as well. And when you do so, you want to name a show that you are not really like donating to, because all of the money goes to the station, but you want to name drop a show because different shows will be giving away different prizes. CITR, the radio station itself, is giving away basic prize packs for certain denominations of money. So like $35 gets you like a CITR Friends card or a CD or something like that, or a t-shirt. I'm not too sure. More details to come. But separate shows are like, each show is putting together their own prize pack to give away as incentive for their very own listeners to call in and donate. So on top of the regular CITR prize pack, you will be getting, depending on what, you know, show you name drop, you'll be getting extra prizes and extra stuff on top of that. For the past couple years, I've been giving away prizes through my show. The very first year we did the fund drive, what I did was everyone who donated through my show, I created a one-of-a-kind design on a t-shirt for every single person and mailed it to them with a bunch of stuff, like a mix CD or something like that. I put together, it was a lot of work because I wasn't expecting a lot of people to call and donate, but a lot of people did. And it took me a couple months to get everything together, but it was pretty sweet. Everyone got their very own handmade, one-of-a-kind t-shirt, which was good times. I regret nothing. And then the year after that, which was last year, I believe. What did I do? I put together mix CDs, and I did t-shirts again, but I made a fancier design instead of just like, you know, fiddling around with paint and stencils and stuff. I actually went out of my way and I drew out a minotaur that said "We all fall down," and I think he was casting a spell, and I put it on a silk screen, so it was a bit of a better design, and I gave out those t-shirts to everyone who donated through my show. And so what I'm doing this year is, if you call in and donate to the funding drive and name drop my show, everyone who calls in and says that they listen to We All Fall Down will get a CD that I'll put together, not just like a basic mix CD, but I'm going to put together a mix CD of basically my favorite interviews and I think the best interviews I've done through this show and special shows that I've done. I've done a couple of specialty shows here and there. So I'm going to be putting like a best of We All Fall Down together for everyone who donates through my show. And to the person that donates the highest amount of money through my show, I will be giving them some kind of gift certificate prize pack for various awesome places around town, probably around East Van, because that's where I live. So probably like a bunch of gift certificates to Scrape Records, Red Cat, Budgies, and I don't know. I'll pull it together, and it will be awesome. So starting next Thursday at 6 p.m., the funding drive, we embark on our journey. And so next week, because my show starts at 1 p.m. and goes until 2, I won't be doing any funding drive stuff. So it'll be 2 weeks for me to start my funding drive stuff. But I mean, it doesn't mean you can't still call in and say that you want to donate through my show, right? Right, guys? So I'll probably talk a bit more about the funding drive later on, like why perhaps you would want to donate to CITR. But for now, let's get to some more music. There were a couple shows that I found out about this weekend that I am very excited about, that I would love to tell you about, coming up very soon. November 23rd, in fact, King Kong and Barbecue Show are returning to Vancouver twice in 1 year. That's amazing. And it's technically like three times, because King Kong and the Shrines came to town. But King Kong and Barbecue Show are playing November 23rd at the Red Room. Be there, be square. And AFI are coming to town. This is like my teenage fantasy dream coming true right now. They're coming to town January 24th of next year, and they're playing at the Commodore. So my teenage self is very excited about this, playing the very own headlining show. I know AFI's musical career has taken a very different path from what they set out to be many years ago, but I like to relive the golden days, so I will probably be at that show. And I'm going to play some AFI for you right now. They have a new album out called Crash Love that I haven't picked up yet. It sounds okay. I've heard a couple songs off of it, but definitely it definitely doesn't beat some of their older stuff, like the song that I'm going to play for you now off of their album. I don't even remember what this is called. We'll see. The song is called Of Greetings and Goodbyes off of The Art of Drowning by AFI on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Just like a hidden sinner. in hell, forged by fire and harder than drum steel, comes the new album from 3 Inches of Blood, There Wait Thy Doom, featuring 11 hardcore, evil tracks from the biggest defenders of traditional heavy metal. There Wait Thy Doom is available in stores now.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Help me let go. How is holding on?
right, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. You are listening to We All Fall Down. The song you just heard was called No Escape by a band called Vicious Cycle off their album Pale Blue Dot. That's, yes. Yes. Whoa, total just mind blank there. It just happened. I was going to say something about them, but now I totally forgot. And that's awesome. That's great. Before Vicious Cycle, played Lawrence Arms off of their album Oh Calcutta. That song was called Are You There, Margaret? It's Me, God. Part of that was Every Time I Die off of the new Junk Aesthetic song called White Smoke. And I started off that set with Converge off their latest brand spanking new album Axe to Fall. That song was called Dark Horse. If you are interested in finding out what I play every week or checking out my playlists, I do post them on the internet at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And as always, you can download podcasts for my show and for various other wonderful shows on our fine radio station through our website, which is www.citr.ca. Right now, though, I want to play some Teenage Bottle Rocket for you, and I want to play some Teenage Bottle Rocket for you because I have tickets to give away for the show. Teenage Bottle Rocket are coming to Vancouver November 15th. They're playing at the Red Room with the Cobra Skulls and the Transmitters, who I'll also be playing for you, and I have a pair of tickets to give away right now. So if you want to go to Teenage Bottle Rocket, it's like in a week and a bit. Give me a call here to the studio at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. If you and a friend would like to go check out Teenage Bottle Rocket, it's going to be an awesome show. I'm going to play them for you right now. This is off of their album, They Came From the Shadows. This is a song called Skate or Die on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Shows how to open doors I closed for good reasons years before.
right, you are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. You are listening to Set Your Goals off of their latest album, This Will Be the Death of Us. That song is called Equals. Part of that was the Transmitters off their album Busy Singles. The song was called Some Girls, and I started off that set with Teenage Bottle Rocket and gave away a pair of tickets for that show. They're coming to town November 15th. They're playing at the Red Room. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. Off their album Came From the Shadows, the song you heard was called Skate or Die. If you were interested in checking out the kind of music and songs that I play on my show every week, I do post them on the internet at wealfalldown.citr.blogspot.com, so check it out. One awesome thing that I forgot to tell you about a while ago about the funding drive, which starts next Thursday at 6 p.m., is that this year, since CITR is located within the Student Union Building at UBC, what we're going to do is we're on the top floor, so not the main floor, but what we're going to do is we got classic arcade, video arcade machines, such as Ms. Pac-Man and Galaga. Remember Galaga and how awesome it was and still is, present tense? We got a couple of those machines and we're going to set them up on the main floor in the concourse, downstairs in the sub, and people can play for a quarter, and all the money that we'll collect from those machines will also go to the funding drive. And here is the awesome part. The person who gets the highest score on Galaga, I believe, or one of them, I guess just the highest score in general, wins a trip to Las Vegas. Not even joking. So, if you are a video game nerd or are really into those old stand-up arcade machines, and or maybe you have been playing Galaga since the day you were born, you could win a trip to Vegas. And all you have to do is grab a handful of quarters, come down to the Student Union Building, that's a sub here at UBC, and play a couple rounds of Galaga. And if you get the high score, buddy, you are going to Vegas. And that is awesome. I'm going to try, but I know right now that I am not going to win that trip unless nobody else competes. Maybe that's what I should do. Maybe I should just discourage any competition so that I can go. Sounds pretty great. So there we go. There is one awesome new thing that we are doing for the funding drive this year. It's kind of blowing my mind right now, but blowing my mind is not a hard thing to do. So let's get to some concert listings. There are a lot of great shows coming up, and I would love to tell you about them if you were unaware. How about that? November is full of awesome shows coming up, like the Misfits. Misfits are playing November 10th at Venue Nightclub. But, of course, not Danzig with the Misfits, but it'll still be a good time. Marky Ramone's there, and, I mean, when are you ever going to see any of the Ramones in concert ever again? You're not, so you might as well just go to this Misfits show. Dropkick Murphys are playing the next night. That is November 11th, also at the Commodore. Let's see, what else is going on? Like I was saying a while ago, Teenage Bottle Rocket is playing November 15th at the Red Room. King Kong and Barbecue Show also coming back to town. They're playing a show November 23rd, also at the Red Room. There was a show coming up this Saturday, actually, that I wanted to tell you about. This Saturday, November 7th, at the Fairview Pub, which is an interesting choice of venue. The Jolts, the James T. Kirks, and the Vicious Cycles are playing. It's going to be a great show. I'm going to be there. There was one time that my friend Cam and I, Cam, who actually, he hosts Power Chord sometimes, and he is volunteer extraordinaire here at the station, so maybe you know him. Cam and I were supposed to go out drinking, and we were supposed to go to the Morrissey downtown, but we forgot to get off the bus, or something happened, and we got lost, and we ended up at the Fairview, and we didn't go in, because it didn't look like the type of place that we'd want to go. But now I am changing my mind because the show is happening there. So I will be at the Fairview Pub this Saturday, as should you, to check out the Jolts and the Vicious Cycles and the James T. Kirks. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah, you do. Happening tonight is tonight the 5th. Yep. At Venue, the Ravenettes are going to be playing. They always put on a really good show. And then later on this month, Ensiferum, Blackguard, and XDO are playing November 27th at the Rickshaw Theater. Trivium, Chimera, and Darkest Hour are playing November 24th at the Commodore Ballroom. Eluvite. Oh, Marielle is not very metal. Are playing with Ailstorm and Belphegor. That is happening November 25th at the Red Room. And then at the end of the month, Gwar is coming back to town. They're playing with Job for Cowboy and the Red Chord. They're playing November 30th at the Commodore Ballroom. And then in December, there are a few shows going on, but who's thinking about December right now? Hatebreed are playing with Unearth and Cannibal Corpse December 2nd at the Commodore Ballroom. And if you are planning, you know, if you're trying to plan what shows you're going to in 2010, we've got a couple good ones coming up. AFI are coming to town January 24th. They're playing at the Commodore Ballroom. And Arch Enemy are also coming to town. They're coming to town next, like, this coming February. So it's a bit of a ways away, but it'll be a good show. Arch Enemy, Arsis, and Exodus are playing February 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. So there we go. There are more than enough shows happening this month to keep you kids satisfied. So go to some of them, or all of them, if you can afford to. I'll be playing some Jolts for you right now. Like I said, they're playing this Saturday at the Fairview. I better see you all there. Let's get to a song by the Jolts called The Bargain on 101.9 FM, CITR in Vancouver. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down, or this has been We All Fall Down, actually. You just heard The Jolts off their album Haute Voltage. That song was called The Bar Again. They'll be playing this Saturday at the Fairview with James T. Kirks and The Vicious Cycles. Hope to see you all there. If you're interested, then check out my playlist online. I do post them on the internet at weallfalldown.citr.blogspot.com. And if you'd missed any of that information that I shared with you guys about our upcoming funding drive, I will be putting up a little post about everything you need to know about the funding drive up on that playlist page as well. So check that out later when you have time. Coming up next, we have Robin with the Inkstead Show, the show all about comic books. So stay tuned for that. And then later on at 3:30, we have Japanese Music Quest. And then French Connect, or sorry, 3, yep. And then 3:30 is the French Connection, right?
Yep,
that's how it happens. Thanks very much for listening, guys. I'll leave you off now with DOA off of their latest release, Kings of Punk, Hockey, and Beer. The song will be called Beat 'em, Bust 'em. Have a great week, guys. I'll be back next Thursday.
Then you can't beat them in the alley.